Rebecca Harkin from Inch Island. Rebecca, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me. Cheers.
And it's an early start for you, given you were gigging last night, were you?
I was gigging up in Derry as well, so singing away.
Excellent.
Glad to be here. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's our pleasure. So how's things going for you in the singer-songwriting world?
Good. I'm still writing away continuously and doing as much recording as I can as well. And then as well as that, just I'm trying to get as many good support slots for bigger acts as I can at the minute until my album's finished. Mm. So we're finishing the album this month, and then we will be going on tour, hopefully on an Irish and UK tour,
yeah,
with my debut album. So how it's all hard go is, at the minute, it's about
how hard is it to get that together? The organisation side of it probably is as difficult as the gigging and the performing, is it?
The whole, like, to be honest, as a lot of people know, I've been working on my album a long time.
Mm.
Just even, it's the whole process for me. I've done this all by myself. I've literally produced it, got my band together, booking sessions, been in recording, going to the mixing sessions, going, it's a lot of work. It's not just a matter of walking and singing and walking out. So, I mean, it's been great for me to be able to learn this, you know, along the way.
Is it hard to put a hat on an album, though, when it's all yourself? Because we can often be our own worst critics, can't we?
I know, big time. I think, too, because I'm gigging a lot and I have a lot of session players I work with, I've recorded some of the songs a few different ways. I'm such a perfectionist. If I don't think it's nice, or I'm not putting my name to it, I'm not putting it out. I want it to be perfect. So that's what's taken me so long. But I'm really happy with what we've come up with at the minute. Mm. And one more song. I can't believe only one more song left. It's amazing. So that's us.
And is it an album or an EP you're putting out?
It's a full album. It's 12 tracks, all my own stuff. And I've recorded parts of it here in Dublin, in Derry, Donegal, but sit over in LA. So, I mean, all over the place, but it's all coming together now.
How do you write? What do you write about? Do you try and draw on your own life experience? Do you try, or what way do you do it?
For me, like, every song that's on my album or any song I write, honest to God, it's all to do, like, the personal stuff, yeah, or things that I'm inspired by.
Are you happy sharing that?
Oh, no, big time. Yeah, I would much rather say that than... That's why I've tried to do co-writes with different people and stuff. And, you know, I've tried to, like, just write things off the bat, you know, like pop song stuff. It doesn't feel personal enough to me. So that's also a thing with songwriting with me. If I'm not feeling it, I won't try to sit down and make myself be like, right, today I have to write two songs. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. So... You can't put a deadline, and it has to flow from you when it has to flow.
To be honest.
Do you write at the piano, or what way do you do it?
I always, a lot of the time, if I'm just playing about the piano and I come up with some chords that I like, it's always the music first, and then I'll start adding in the words. You know, I might write one verse one day, and the next day I could end up writing two songs in a day. You just don't know. You don't know how lucky you're going to be that day. You know, it's things like, art inspires me, or different people I meet, or quotes, or, you know, history. A lot of stuff. I love my history and art, and even all, I love reading about old musicians and different, like, just anything inspires me, I'll write about it.
Now, when are you going to have the album out?
I know this is the burning question. I feel like I've been saying...
It's probably not the first time you've been asked that.
I know, and you know what? I feel like I've always been like, I'll be ready.
Yeah.
Literally, this time, we're like pushing. Do you have this now finished this month now and in August? And I'm really hoping to have it done and the tour all sorted and going before Christmas.
And those two really have to live in the same world, don't they? Because you want to be touring your album, don't you?
Exactly. That's why I haven't done one yet with the full band, because... I want to have my album mostly.
As a perfectionist, then, how is it identifying the right musicians?
Oh, no, but you know, you're sport for choice here.
Yeah, of course.
Honestly, like, the amount of musicians in Donegal and Derry and Belfast, I've been so lucky to record and to have met so many young people that are as hard working in the music industry. You know, there's, I have at the minute, there's Connor McCauley, who's an amazing drummer and is an amazing professor up now in Queen's University of Keelan, who's my other drummer. If one of them can't record or work, basically he is the head sound engineer for Small Town America Records. My bass player, he works in one of the busiest music shops in Northern Ireland. You've got Henderson's, he's well up in that. I mean, you're just spoiled for choice.
Yeah.
Johnny Nutt, another songwriter who's played up here, he plays bass for me. You just
all names to conjure with, as they say.
So lucky.
Okay, so you're gonna sing us a couple, aren't you? Maybe we could kick off with one now.
This is a song I wrote called Lights of the City. Lights of the City is a song I wrote about New York, and this will be on my album as well.
All right, looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Pale moon, you guide me through these avenues once more. For the things I've left behind me and the dreams that I'm searching for. And as they take my first step, as I walk beyond the door, forget where I'm heading if I stumble on my way. Oh, 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 lights of the city will guide me, I do pray. Oh, I do pray.
Superb. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you.
It's a tough one, not a tough one. It's a brave one almost to write about New York, isn't it? Because there's so many iconic songs, you know, when you're sort of throwing your hat in there, aren't you?
And that's why I didn't say the word New York in the song. I was I'm not going to do that.
If it takes off in Philly, you can just, you know.
I know. Just adapt it to any city you've ever been to.
How much are you engaging with people online and how much are you sharing your stuff like that there? Because you're obviously very focused on this album, so you don't want to necessarily give too much away. And I don't mean that in any way bad, but you don't want to sort of... You don't want to take too much away from, well, this is it, this is the complete work. So you've a balancing act there, do you?
I've been really fortunate with the whole online thing. Has really helped me. I would be lost without it. The following that I have online, they have been so supportive since I must have been about 14 or 15 when I put up my first cover tracks and Lights of the City, all that stuff. And they've even went ahead now, which is mind-blowing still, and my friends just can't get over it, the amount of abuse. It's amazing. There was more or less like a Rebecca Harkin street team, where these people go out and they more or less advertise for me.
Wow.
My music and check out this girl. Like, the amount of artists that wouldn't get that. And
that's brilliant. Harkin, so they're on the journey with you. They're involved in it with you.
Amazing.
They're part of the team.
Harkin Army, Harkin Mad Hatters, like these people, I would be so lost, and I talk to them on a daily basis.
What do you put that down to? Why do you think they've sort of want to be on board with it like that?
I mean, I've always, every day I tweet, Instagram, Facebook as much as I can.
Yeah.
You know, and even back when I was 14, 15, I get that many. I try to reply. I do my best, but they know the crack, you know. I try my best to reply to them all, but I do online stage hits as well, which is an amazing thing. You get to perform a live show online, and they can watch it from, like, I perform from my living room.
Yeah, so you're instantly connected with your fan base.
Always, as much as I can. Like, yeah. I'm so blessed.
Excellent, that's lovely.
So, and I really appreciate it to anybody that's listening. I've been lost without Jesus.
Brilliant stuff. You're going to do one more for us as well. any gigs upcoming? You were playing last night as well. Well, where can people see you live in the near future?
To be honest, all around Derry, Donegal. Absolutely. I'll be here playing at the minute. And then now it's a big focus this month. Usually I'll be doing a lot more gigging, but this is really pushing the next 2 months to get this out, the album, and get that going. And then I'll be doing hopefully an Irish and UK tour.
Which is very exciting.
I know, I just can't wait to get it all rocking, you know, and the band are excited too. So
because it's you kind of want to, I mean, obviously you've got your fan base, they're so important to you, but you're looking to grow that. But I presume too, you want to sort of test it off, test your stuff with new audiences as well, and sort of, you know, bounce that off new fresh faces. That sounds... I don't mean that in any respect, disrespect to your massive fan base, but do you know what I mean? It's just you want to expand your audience too, of course.
Exactly. And I mean, with the fans that I have online at the minute, they're the ones that are going to help me do that. They're amazing. And that's what their whole principle is with me, is about getting my music out there to new audience.
Go Team Harkin.
You know, they're amazing. Yeah, I swear to God, I love you, Saldy Butts.
Right, what we're going to play out with now, Rebecca, and thank you so much,
cheers,
by the way, for calling
in.
It's absolutely awesome. We'll have this online too for anyone that's tuning in a little later. It'll be available on our website in the playback section. But Rebecca Harkin from Inch Island, what's this going to be now?
This is a song called The Rooftops in Paris.
We're on a world tour here.
I know, we've just done New York and everything for us. Well, you were saying about songwriting.
Yeah.
I saw a painting in Dublin.
Okay.
Van Gogh, it was the whole rooftops in Paris. And it was just before Paris was Paris. Just really plain roofs, like, loved it. So I just thought, like, Paris wasn't always that big, amazing thing. It was small as well and started off. So that's where the idea came from.
And did you see a song in it as soon as you saw the picture? Or did
as soon as I saw the picture, the title, The Rooftops in Paris. So I was like, I want to write about this, what he must have been thinking. So.
Inspired by Van Gogh, this is Rebecca Harkin singing The Rooftops in Paris.
Thank you.
The rooftops in Paris never seemed all that tall. So I aimed higher than Paris, said I'd rule them all. Don't mean I'm not bothered, it just means I'll admit some things aren't worth trying, oh, and I know they don't fit. And I'm sure he's a one-off, a guy of all sorts, but what's the use in trying if I know it don't work? So please, if you may, no, please, if you I've heard enough, step aside, and I know that I've heard enough, step aside. Heard enough, step aside. I know I'm gonna do things my way. No, the rooftops in Paris never seemed all that tall. No, no Paris. And apparently it's normal. And to fall in love too. So maybe I fell off the wrong side of bed, 'cause I feel so much better staying in my own head. My best friends just got married and the others got two. I've heard enough, step aside, and I know that I've heard enough, step aside. Heard enough, step aside. No, I'm gonna do things my way. No, the rooftops in Paris never seemed all that tall. Tall, noble Paris. You never seemed all. Oh.
Very nice and uplifting. Rebecca Hawken there performing live, accompanying herself live, it also should be said. Just before we wrap up, Rec, if people want to check you out on Facebook, is it just Rebecca Hawken? Not that that's Facebook, not just, but you know.
No, actually. Facebook's Rebecca Hawken Music, Twitter Rebecca Hawken, Instagram, and my website's Rebecca Hawken Official. You can check out all my dates.